I cannot remember since the Lyric reopened another artist performing there who has memories of the Lyric Theater as it was back in the day. But Les McCann grew up in Lexington, and he was telling Walter Tunis in our story that we have on him in Weekender today that he took tickets there, worked backstage and things of that sort before he went off to L.A. and started his own career as a jazz pianist, and quite a storied career, and you know, lots of hit songs and records. The earworm that's been stuck in my brain since Monday has been Compared to What, which was one of his big hits. But one of the people whose ear he caught was a gentleman named Javon Jackson, who was a big fan of Les McCann and got to work with him early on in his career. And so Javon Jackson is bringing his band to Lexington, to the Lyric on Friday night, and he's bringing Les McCann along with him.
How is the Lyric doing? Is it bringing in a lot of acts? Is it doing well with the audiences?
It seems to be doing fairly well. The programming seems to have picked up a little bit. They've, of course, got Wood songs in there every Monday now, so, I mean, that's a guaranteed date every week. It's kind of an active center. There are things going on there that are not necessarily shows they put on the marquee, but, you know, it's being used for various other activities, too. I just covered a story there about the Naya Faith community that uses it as their Sunday morning worship space, and they also have other events there, like an event called Thirsting Thursdays, which is kind of they call it a spiritual happy hour on Thursday evenings. So there is quite a bit going on there, and, you know, the show is evidence of that.
And we're kind of marking the end of the outdoor show season this weekend at Legends Ballpark.
I know. It's getting a little bit chillier. We've had that fall rain come in. And Florida-Georgia Line is playing at the Legends Ballpark this weekend, along with some other country acts like Colt Ford and folks like that. And Walter was making the point, I'm coming back to Walter Tunis here, was making the point that the Red, White, and Boom concert does really well there in the summertime, right around the 4th of July. And there's just something about country music and minor league ballparks that goes really well together. So, you know, before it's time for everybody to pack up and go indoors, have one last blast of country out at the ballpark.
And talking about a change in season, it's the season of the witch, and we have Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
This is the Lexington Children's Theater's annual scary production. They always put on a Halloween-oriented show, you know, usually pretty tame. I mean, it is the Children's Theater, so they don't want to traumatize the kids. They always have something in the lineup, like the Stories of Edgar Allan Poe has been one they've done several times at this time of year. And the Legend of Sleepy Hollow comes along. I don't know that they anticipated this or not, but Sleepy Hollow is kind of hip right now because one of the fall breakout TV series is Sleepy Hollow on Fox, which supposes Ichabod Crane had just been asleep for over 200 years and came back along with the Headless Horseman and is now wreaking havoc on the 21st century. So pretty prominent title there that they've got this weekend.
Timing's everything.
That is.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.